We'll turn now to a torture video that's having a much bigger impact internationally. It shows a member of the royal family of the United Arab Emirates brutalizing an Afghan man. The video was screened at a congressional hearing earlier this month, and it sparked opposition to an agreement between the UAE and the Obama administration to develop nuclear energy. While the case has provoked outrage here in the U.S., it's been barely reported in the UAE's tightly controlled media. Kelly McEvers has the story from Abu Dhabi, and a note to listeners, especially parents. You'll hear some graphic sounds and descriptions of torture.
The story was first made public in April.
The videos produced by the UAE Tourism Authority tell of a simple desert people.
ABC broke the news once the UAE government confirmed that the man in question was, in fact, a member of the royal family.
But this video, smuggled out of the UAE, tells a much different story about the royal family.
His name is Sheikh Isa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and he's a brother of the UAE president. In the video, the robed Sheikh Isa is seen stuffing sand into the mouth of former business partner Mohammed Shah Pour, a grain dealer from Afghanistan. Sheikh Isa then shoots a gun into the sand near Shahpour's feet, beats him with a wooden plank studded with a nail, sodomizes Shahpour with a cattle prod, pours salt into Shahpour's wounds, and finally runs over Shahpour with an SUV. The sheikh administers the torture with the help of a uniformed man who could be either a private security guard or a police officer. Shahpour survived the attack but spent months in the hospital. At first, the UAE government said Sheikh Isa and Shahpour had settled the matter privately, and there was no reason to investigate. But then pressure mounted from human rights groups and the U.S. Congress. The UAE government responded by announcing it would reopen the case. At that point, exactly one story about Sheikh Isa appeared in the local media. That story ran in The National, a popular English-language newspaper.
I'm standing outside the National office. Since publishing that one story about Sheikh Isa, the paper has mentioned the case only one more time. The final paragraph in a story about the U.S.-UAE nuclear deal. That's despite the fact that the government recently announced that Sheikh Isa has been put under house arrest. The editor-in-chief of the paper has declined several requests for comment, and many people close to the case say the National was specifically told not to write about it.
Sarah Lee Whitson, Middle East director at New York-based Human Rights Watch, says the National is pretty good at holding other regional governments to account, just not its own.
You know, the bottom line is it's a government-funded paper, and while there is some great talent at the National, I think that they are operating as a local paper and they're subject to the same local restrictions.
Criticism of the government here can lead to hefty fines and, technically, jail time, although that part of the existing press law hasn't been enforced in recent years. Foreign journalists have been briefly detained for stories that offended the government. Some had their tapes confiscated. Local journalists have it even worse. Reporter Ashraf Helmi spoke at a recent media conference. He says editors simply refuse to publish critical stories.
We are dying to write these stories. We want to write these stories. But the fact is we're blocked at every turn.
The UAE government has drafted a new media law. It's awaiting final signature by the president. The law would forbid jail time for journalists, but still would impose huge fines for knowingly writing false stories that damage the economy or insulting top members of the royal family. Ibrahim Al-Abed, director general of the National Media Council, says the new law has been unfairly criticized in the West.
The people who protested were the people like you, who has come here for 1 year or half a year, so they don't understand the culture. If you are part of the culture, you feel this is nothing. It's something taken for granted. Nobody will ridicule the president or the crown prince or the ruling family.
This clash of cultures seems to underlie the whole debate about press freedom and the Sheikh Isa case. On the one hand, the UAE feels like it's being picked on. Critics say it's simply been too slow to react to such a shocking case. Congressional opponents of the U.S.-UAE nuclear deal likely don't have the votes to block it. But some members say they'll question whether a country that allows for such an abuse of power would be able to safeguard sensitive nuclear technologies. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Abu Dhabi.